On today's episode, overbearing parents, how they can be helpful, how they can be a hindrance, what strings are attached that for buyers who are buying in Sydney, you need to think about before you shake the hand.
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent. Nothing about being beautiful or gorgeous this time.
Jez is here today, so
gotta keep it under PC. Gotta keep it under wraps.
I told you, it's all fine. Calm down.
This was one we really spawned this episode. Just we both have examples of times where kids, whether they're young or even old,
kids, people in their early 20s.
I've got examples of 30s and 40s where their parents are actively involved in the property, usually from a financial standpoint, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
And the trip ups or the implications of what they could have. So,
yeah.
Kurt, from your side, you see buyers walking in and out every day, and they sometimes been their parents.
I wanted to start that sometimes having the parents there has actually been a godsend in terms of being an agent, because sometimes the parents have done it multiple times and they can be amazing. They can know the question that they need to ask. They need to know what not to worry about.
Okay, good.
I've even had it even quite recently where one of the parents, she did all the discussions, the negotiations, even though we're off to auction, and it just protected the child. And I understand, even though I am a nice agent, I feel other agents would take advantage of people in their early 20s or just inexperienced.
Yep.
And it did have that positive impact and sort of just made things smooth. But I have had it where the parents have just been overbearing. They've, you know, they're bringing their tape measure. They're pointing out things that are just irrelevant or can be easily replaced. Like maybe pointing out that the door's faulty.
Yep.
Like of doing it's like get a new handle.
Not the biggest deal in the world.
And you might be like, Kurt, yeah, that's a good point. It's just like when you're first coming to a home, like that's not what you're after. Like so parents searching for the wrong things, looking for the wrong things.
I've had on the other side, I think I've had parents who they purchased a while ago. So you've had examples where parents are familiar with purchasing and they do a bit of it. But other time the parents purchased a while ago and they look at the property going, This isn't worth that. It's not worth it. And you or I are looking at it going, like, I might look at the guide price going, well, you're right. It's probably another 400K more than what it's worth, like from the guide price. But they're still looking at prices from the year 2000.
Or even less. Or even actually, I've even had it where parents have been talking about, oh, back in the day, the real estate agents used to be so much better. They used to be like, you know, they'll take us around to properties in the car. And not realizing that it's gone from being open agency agreements where the agent bought the buyer to the property, where now the agent works basically for the vendor, like properly working for the vendor,
yep,
and everyone comes. So even just that change from
where it was before. I also think like supply versus demand, like there's no way an agent can drive someone around because there's people at most open homes to try and buy or look to buy the property. Yeah, from my side, obviously as a buyer's agent, I get to see the intricacies where sometimes.
Chris, how does that play out?
Yeah, well, it's very unique, very interesting. Some are smooth, as you said, some are good. But I'm probably going to more talk about the bad ones or the ones that haven't gone as well. So
I was going to say the reason why we're talking about the bad ones, yep, is I think people, you want to realize that buying a property, it's not just a small decision. It's hundreds of thousands or even millions, can sometimes be millions of dollars.
That's a big deal.
And the strings that can be attached, the family implications, it's just not something you can get out of.
Yep.
And it's something to be wary of, that it is a major thing. It's probably in some ways tougher than marriage.
Yeah, well, marriage you can get out of. So I've got a few examples recently where parents have sold the family home, they've moved into an old folks home, maybe one of the parents has passed away, they've gifted their children money to buy a property. So the child's extremely happy, right? Because they can actually get into the Sydney market with that amount of money. But the parent says, but I'm going to come visit and I might stay from time to time. So it needs to be, you know, one level, no stairs, needs to be close to public transportation. And those might not sound good. And like I said, they've come with a string attached. They've given you a big pot of money to be able to buy something. But by having those requirements, you might be buying an area like a Chatswood or something where there are quite often two-story properties where it's or there's apartments or buying close to public transportation does have a premium. And so that child is now buying something that they actually probably wouldn't ideally have wanted, but buying with some sacrifices or some compromise in mind to suit their parent.
Yeah.
Double-edged sword. I've had other times where parents have literally, you know, vetoed properties. So we've gone through, we've inspected properties, we start to pull a deal together. I had one in particular where the lady went, it was an investor property. She's like, no, it slightly angles, like it was like a square block towards the back, it sort of angled. She goes, no one ever wants that, it's terrible. We had other properties, she's like, oh, that one there is amazing. I'm like, it's good, but not amazing, but that's okay. We went forward and purchased. Mind you, she wasn't invested. She didn't actually provide any money. Her son was a doctor, so he was able to buy it himself. But she did buy it. We ended up buying this other property, and that was about 2 years ago. And I looked at both properties recently, and the other property that I said, which had a lot of positives around the area, location, park, and so forth, has estimated gone up by about $30,000, and the one we purchased gone about $10,000 to $15,000. Now, either way, you've still won. You still made money.
Percentage or thousands?
Percentage. 30% versus 10 to 15%. So yeah, dramatically different in terms of the outcome. Still, like as I said, both good outcomes. You're happy to have an increase in your property value, but maybe not the right choices made at that time.
Yeah, and I think just realizing that often because you want to jump into property, it's so difficult. People can forget the intricacies that still involve the normal day-to-day life of living, and you just need to be aware of that.
Yep. One other thing I was going to say, we do see with, I'm sure you see as well, auctions. Parents are helping the kids out, so giving them some money to buy. They might have a pre-agreed number. Let's call it $100,000. The auction is going on and on and on. All of a sudden, the kids, their own finances, even with the $100,000, the auction's gone above that. The parents, some of them go, I'll lend you. I've seen this literally happen. I've been at an auction where I've seen parents on the other side with the kids give like another $50,000, $100,000 at the time of the auction. So there's no pre-agreement in place about that extra money. In the one I saw, they lost. We actually won the property, so it didn't happen. But I do look at that going, emotion's going to involve, the parents probably can afford that, but the caveat's going to be, hey, we're going to loan you $100,000. Now we're loaning you $200,000. What are the strings now attached to that?
Well, the other way to look at it for people being like, oh, I've got a great relationship. Every marriage starts off amazing.
I've got a great relationship with my parents.
Yeah, every relationship or whatever it is has a great relationship, but they can sometimes sour.
Yep.
And then how does that look?
Correct.
So, yeah.
So I think for this episode, we're really focusing on or coming to is, I'm not saying, look, we're in Sydney. We know buying property in Sydney, a lot of buyers, particularly first-time buyers, are going to need the bank and mum and dad to get in. So we're not saying ignore that and do it all yourself because it may be a feat impossible. Well, we are saying just be wary where the strings and where the overbearing parents might come into play.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. You ready for some three quick cues?
Three quick cues, Chris. I'm ready. This is my game. This is my jam.
So three questions, no defending. Just going to go for it with your answers. All right. Question number one. The first bid at auction should always be at the guide price, under the guide price, or over the guide price?
Over the guide.
Over the guide price. Interesting. What is your favourite suburb on the northern side of Sydney? Tricky because he sells the properties across a few. So you've got to be careful. Pick the one. Don't offend anybody.
DY.
DY, that surprised me. Okay, DY. Beautiful part. All right. You love your racing. You love your
Formula One. Oh, yes.
Okay.
You're going to chuck me a doozy though.
Sauber aren't great at the moment. Fair to say.
Sauber? Are you talking about Kick Sauber?
Yeah, Kick Sauber. Not the greatest team in the world.
No. Although Hulkenberg did get a
he did get podium a
before like Hamilton.
But let's say they're even worse. Going back to a couple of years ago when they're terrible.
Yep.
You have the option of racing 50 races in Formula One in a Sauber that's always at the back.
Yep.
Or you get one race in a Ferrari.
Sauber.
You want the 50 races.
50 races. You're living the dream.
Maybe. All right. Good to know.
I do know sometimes they weren't getting even paid though, the drivers.
That's living the dream.
So property podcast talking about Formula One racing. Thank you for joining us.
Beautiful. Bit of homework. Make sure you give us a like and subscribe if you're watching any of the platforms. That'd be great. Appreciate it. Thanks for dropping by.